And now, sports and other stuff. The Closers. Join the talk now. 800-229-5378. News Talk 1240 KLIK and News Talk 1400 KFRU.
I think we just keep it as simple as possible. We've got to have a lot more intensity on the defensive end.
He's a very good indicator for how this team is going to go.
This is as good a coaching job as I've ever seen at Missouri.
Shot score! It is Petrangelo!
It feels good to win the game. Sit there and smile for once.
Gilmore shoots! He scores!
What a good score!
Kids have come to play, opening day of spring training.
Faces Klemek, and he hits another one. That ball is long gone, and we've got a tie game, 9-9.
So I'm not going to rely on GPSs and all the modern technology.
I'm going to be rude before that. I'm not going to be able to answer questions.
We'll be open for business on the fifth pick, depending on how things fall.
It's a process, and it's really John's process.
We need some young people to emerge and start playing a lot.
I think, obviously this is really the start of it.
When I was younger, I guess I'd say a couple years before I came here, I knew Sophie was coming here and CP, and I was like, wow, I want to play with those guys. Those guys seem super cool.
Yikes.
Yowza.
Wow. Hello.
Listen, I'm awake, okay?
Okay.
Goodness.
Well, I knew you were older. You needed your nap.
Oh, wow. All right.
And yes, we're going there.
Blue plate special?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. We'll get you out of here in time to get over to the Golden Corral. My opening montage, head coach Robin Pinchton, ahead of the SEC tournament tonight, talking about the tournament and being just having the team be themselves. Gabe Yarman, PowerMizzou.com, John Tate Porter, and also the job that head coach Konzo Martin has been doing this year, NBC Sports Net. Blues win. That's actually breaking news. First time since February 9th. And they actually had a lead.
Yes.
Which has been a long time in coming as well.
Yep.
Henrik Lundqvist, your Rangers goalie, he got a win as well. He felt good about it. MSG with a couple of calls. Rangers and Buffalo both win in overtime. Royals, Ned Yost talking about the youngsters being ready to play. Cards, Munoz whacking a pair of dingers all in one inning. One of them made it 9-2, and then he tied it up with a home run. MASN with the calls. And we'd like to welcome back, after a long absence, our NFL coaches. Tossing words.
Mm-hmm.
Non-nutritionally, John Gruden, Andy Reid, John Elway, Vance Joseph, John Gruden back at again, and then Hugh Jackson. And then wrapping up with Ellie Brown. That's part of our one-on-one segment. You'll hear that later on in this hour from Missouri women's basketball. On the phone with us right now, live from Bridgestone Arena in Nashville, Tennessee, it is PowerMizzou.com's Ann Rogers. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're doing well. Trip there good. No incidents, right?
No incidents, just a lot of traffic coming in, but that's to be expected.
Okay, well, you probably nailed it right at rush hour, and of course, everything around Nashville is under construction.
Oh, yeah, it's insane, actually. I was not expecting all the construction.
Okay, well, so you're there for the duration of the tournament as long as Missouri Tigers are playing in there. They will play the late game tonight. What's kind of your feel? I mean, we've all followed this team all season long, and we kind of know that the roadblock has been getting that first win in the SEC tournament. What's your feel about this team as they head into tonight's action?
Well, it's kind of up in the air, and I talked about this a little bit in my preview. It could go one of two ways mm-hmm. tonight. One, Mississippi had a big upset over Florida. They could come out tonight, storm in the court, and get another upset. Or two, Missouri comes out wanting to avenge their loss to Texas A&M in the regular season finale, and then Missouri's talent kind of overtakes Ole Miss. I don't really know. We only talked to Sophie Cunningham on Media Day on mm-hmm. Tuesday. She obviously was upset about the loss and said that's not going to happen again. So I'm interested to see what they look like in warm-ups and shoot around and see what kind of vibe they come off with. And it kind of depends on, that first quarter. Are they going to come out, on the offensive attack, or are they going to kind of settle down? And I think if they come out on the offensive attack, they're going to probably overtake Ole Miss pretty easily.
Outside of Sophie, and who is the one who really has something to prove and wants to come out here and, you know, get this monkey off the back of the Missouri Tigers and get a win in the SEC tournament? Who is the other person, you know, on the roster?
I think all of them really, they all know the situation. They all know that they had never won an SEC tournament game. But I think Sierra Porter, Jordan Frerichs, they've been there. You know, even Kayla Michael, she's not starting. She probably won't start. But they kind of understand the whole, you know, hey, we've never won, and we need to go get that win. And it's set up for a win tonight. But I think they all have something to prove, especially after that. Even just looking at the season, they all have something to prove after that Texas A&M loss.
Ann Rogers with us here from PowerMizzou.com. You can follow her on Twitter at Ann_Rogers. This, and you know, we talked about this a little bit earlier in the show, Ann, and that was, you know, Missouri won the earlier meeting, and they won it relatively easily down in Oxford because they got out to a huge first quarter lead and really didn't look back. And Hannah shoots, you know, she goes 4-for-4 from beyond the arc. Sophie Cunningham gets the double-double. This team, though, seems at times, not as much this year as it was last year, but seems at times to kind of tighten up and not let the game come to them. They go out kind of chasing it. Is that something to watch out for tonight?
Absolutely. They have to go out fast. They have to go out, you know, on, like I said, on the offensive attack, mm-hmm. because otherwise they're going to be chasing and they're going to play catch up, and they don't do well when they play catch up. They do well when they are already out to a lead and the other team plays catch up. They usually have that third quarter slump, mm-hmm. but then they realize they have 10 minutes to play, and they're like, oh, okay, we got to go. We got to finish this out. So I think, you know, the goal here is they need to come out, and they need to come out strong rather than being, you know, kind of on their toes and watching the other team take the lead. I think that will happen tonight. Ole Miss is a defensive team. They don't have a lot of offensive shooters. But, you know, like I said, It's the postseason where we have no idea what's going to happen.
Well, and that was one of the questions I asked Robin earlier in this week, and I'll ask you. You kind of put yourself in Robin's shoes. How do you deal with a team that you know you're better than on paper, but they're playing out of pure desperation? How do you counter that as a team?
You have to remember that it's your last game as well. I mean, it could be your last game, I should mm-hmm. say. I mean, because Ole Miss has a lot of heart. They just got that big upset, and they're, you know, playing to survive. But so is Missouri. They're playing to survive. It's a one-and-done situation here. If they want to get that SEC tournament win and even, you know, and keep getting those wins, then they have to play with the same kind of heart that Ole Miss has. And you can't just, you know, sideswipe them and say, oh, it's, you know, they're the number 14 seed. It's whatever. We're the number, you know, 5 seed or 6 seed. We're going to be, you know, so much better. It's not like that at all when the postseason is happening.
Ann Rogers, PowerMizzou.com with us here on The Closers. Missouri will play Ole Miss tonight. That is set for the late game, and it's the last game. From a player's perspective, how difficult is that to just manage your day, realizing that there are 4 games, and you're the 4th one of the day?
Yeah, I'm sure it's got to be pretty hard, but I'm sure that they're doing lots of, you know, mental activities and team bonding activities, and they're not paying attention to what's happening, you know, on the court. I'm sure, you know, they've got their scout team out there doing that for them. So, you know, I think the biggest thing you have to do is just focus on what's in front of you, what you can control, and that's, you know, your mental preparation, your teammates all together with you, and you can't really focus on what's going on. You have to focus on what's going to come for you.
And you talked about them going out and winning and how important it was postseason play right now. Mizzou's been kind of firmly in that that high 4 seed, low 3 seed kind of line whenever the NCAA releases their information. Does a deep run here have enough effect? Does it have enough juice to maybe move them to a 2 seed or something like that if they were to go on a deep run here?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing they have to look at is if you have the bracketology says that they're going to be in a region with Georgia. And so you immediately think, well, if you can beat Georgia, if you can win tonight, they can win tonight, and then they beat Georgia tomorrow night. That sets them up really well for overcoming that, mm-hmm. overcoming Georgia and being in that second seed. I don't know if that will happen. It just kind of depends, obviously, on how all the cards fall. But I think definitely getting a few wins here, even just one win, but you have to win a couple just to make sure you're solidifying those top 4 seeds and hosting the first 2 rounds.
All right, we're getting closer to tip-off out there for the evening action. It'll start 6 o'clock here Central Time. SEC Network has the full coverage. As you sat down and you looked at both Missouri and you looked at Ole Miss, what's the key to this game here tonight? How do the fans, when they watch this game, what do they need to look at?
I think you got to look at, you know, Missouri's, like I said before, it's all going to come down to Missouri's offense.
Okay.
Can they get back into it? Can they, you know, start making those shots? They had a ton of good looks against Texas A&M, but they weren't falling. They need to make sure those fall tonight. Like I said before, Ole Miss is not an offensive team. If you look at the Florida game yesterday, it was all defense.
Mm-hmm.
There were so many offensive drives on both sides of on both teams. So if Missouri can, you know, get out to that early lead with their offense and then be tight on defense like they have been before, then that's what they need to do, and that's what's going to help them win.
And Ann's impact player of the game. Not to spoil the article, but Ann's impact player of the game.
Sierra Porter, right? I can't even remember that so long ago. Oh, my gosh. It's been a day, guys. Come on. Don't put me on the spot.
All right. You have player of the game, Sierra Porter. Why?
Okay. Okay. I was just testing you guys. I put Sierra Porter just because it's going to, you know, post-play is going to be important, too, because Missouri, they have the advantage there in the height advantage. So, and Sierra Porter needs a game. I think Jordan Frerichs has done really well, and Sierra Porter's kind of just been in her shadow a little bit. And I think, look at what Jontae did in Nashville just a couple of days ago. Do you think another Porter needs another game in Nashville? I think so.
There you go. I like that.
All right. That's a family affair in Nashville. All right.
Exactly.
Very good. Okay. All right. We'll try to catch up with you again tomorrow because, well, regardless of what happens, we can either discuss the what next or we can talk about the now what do you do aspect of this SEC tournament. So are you up for that for tomorrow?
Absolutely.
All right, very good. Ann Rogers, PowerMizzou.com. You can follow on Twitter, again, at Ann_Rogers. Read the work at PowerMizzou.com. It is excellent for women's basketball. Ann, thank you for the time. I really appreciate it. Enjoy yourself some basketball tonight.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys.
Hey, you are very welcome. That's Ann Rogers, and we will be right back. We've got more of the closers as we roll on through hour number two here. We're going to have a sit-down, a one-on-one with Missouri women's basketball player Ellie Brown. She is up next. And we'll also check in at Blue Springs High School. There is district championship action going on tonight. And it's Rockbridge Bruins times two. And the Lady Jays also going to be in action as well. So we've got a lot of stuff coming up here as hour number two of the closers rolls right along.
The closers on News Talk 1240 KLIK and News Talk 1400 KFRU.
Hey, welcome back to the closers here alongside Jay Sparks. I'm George Young, and there's basketball happening around the area as district tournaments are taking place. And we head out now to Blue Springs High School over in the Kansas City area. David Lyle and Gary Link have the call tonight. Rockbridge Bruins getting kicked off with district championship action. All right, what do we got tonight, guys?
All right, thanks, George, for giving us a couple of moments to be on the air with you. And I just will say that we've got the opportunity to see the Rockbridge girls play first. They'll be playing Blue Springs, which is the host high school. And then we'll see the Rockbridge boys plays against Blue Springs South. Kelly Donahoe is the athletic director. Some people also know him as the head coach of the Blue Springs Wildcat football team. And he met us, and we got here quite early, and we talked to him. And he said Blue Springs probably won't have a big crowd base here for their girls game, but Blue Springs South should come. And it's interesting what he also said about the boys team, Gary. It's something you and I have been saying throughout our broadcast all year. And he said to people that he has met out in this community, if you like good high school basketball, you want to come and watch the Rockbridge boys play.
Yeah, David, excellent point. But before that, you know, we got the gals playing, and it's district championship night. And this is an exciting time for both of these teams. You know, clearly Rockbridge on paper looks like the better team, but this Blue Springs team, they're playing at home. They're 10-6 in their last 16. So they're playing with confidence. This should be a really good game for the gals and also for the guys.
Jill Nagel, the head coach of the Rockbridge Bruins, she has said that they've had trouble in the past sometimes with big players. There is a player on this team that is going to be a presence inside, and we'll see how the strategy unfolds for Rockbridge to try to shut her down and close her down. We will say this, that this is the 13th time in the last 14 years that Rockbridge has played in a district championship game. So they're used to being here.
That's big-time tradition right there. And well, just like Rockbridge normally does, they're going to want to get it and go, partner. And what Blue Springs wants to do, they want to slow down the game. So we'll see which team can instill their will on the other.
Tip-off in about 4 minutes. I know, George, you'll give us a chance to talk a time or two maybe during the half hour leading up to when we join with our coverage that will be consistent starting at 6. We'll send it back to you. Thanks for the time today.
You're very welcome. Hey, thank you, guys. Appreciate that. We'll check back in about 15 minutes with the guys out there at Blue Springs High School for district basketball action. And, again, that's the Rockbridge Bruins as they get tipped off tonight. That is 5:30 with Blue Springs. The boys will take on Blue Springs South at 7 o'clock. And congratulations to California. They moved on out of basketball action yesterday. They defeated Barstow 64-55. And the Lady Jays will be taking on Troy Buchanan tonight in Class 5 action. So good luck to the Lady Jays for that one. So, all right. Had a chance to sit down earlier this week with Ellie Brown. She's the freshman guard, former Rockbridge Bruin. And the Tigers play later tonight as we talk with Ann Rogers from PowerMizzou.com. Nashville is the location, Bridgestone Arena, the venue. SEC tournament opening up tonight, and the Tigers will take on 14-seed Ole Miss at tip time set for about 8:30 thereabouts on the SEC network. And we opened up our chat earlier this week by talking about anything in her basketball past that really has prepared her for this season, not just the wins, but all of the attention. And then there's also the grind of major college basketball. So that is how we got things started.
Yeah, I don't know. It's been different. It's been so fun, though. Mm-hmm. Like, I knew our team was good, but I didn't know how good we were until, honestly, like the third game. And I was like, wow, we're about to kill it this season. And so here we are, what, 23-6? Yeah. It's amazing. It's honestly
Yeah, and
a
11
blessing.
Wins this season.
Yes.
Right now you're a sixth seed.
Yeah, I know.
This tournament.
It's
mean,
crazy.
That tells you how difficult that league
yeah.
is. Coming in as a freshman,
mm-hmm.
you know, I know you had a lot of preparation, a lot of experience being on winning teams, especially over at Rockbridge.
Mm-hmm.
Was there something that surprised you in
surprised
the first like, month
me.
Or so where you went, wow, eyes open?
Uh-huh. I'd say just the pace of the game, just mm-hmm. the speed of the game. I think a lot of people say that. But it truly makes a difference. It's been fun trying to adjust to it and get used to it within practices and a couple of games. So it's been pretty fun.
Was it as physical as everybody told you?
Yeah, definitely. Okay. I remember during the summer, Sierra Michaelis, who mm-hmm. played last year, came in and just played with us a couple of times. And she just, I don't know, maybe bumped me a little bit. And I went flying back. I was like, all right, yep, got to get back in the weight room right away. but, yeah, it's been fun.
How much time do you spend in the weight room?
Every day, honestly, really? So far, yeah, it's been, I don't know when we started this, maybe a couple months ago.
Okay.
Me and another couple other freshmen, Haley Troop, who's a transfer, and then
yeah.
Kelsey Winfrey, we just go in and just lift every day after workouts. So,
what's a day like for you
yeah.
as a freshman? I mean, the mm-hmm. upperclassmen, they've got their responsibility.
Yeah.
For you, what are you doing during the course of a day to get ready for mm-hmm. a game at night?
Yeah, it takes a lot. So it honestly starts the day before,
okay.
just a little bit of visualization. Mm-hmm. You don't really know as a freshman like what's going to come or how the game's going to go. But you know it's going to be good. But you kind of just go in, visualization the night before, a little bit before class, a little bit after class, get to practice about an hour early, maybe get some shots up then. Even the day before, get shots up before you go play. And then that night comes and you kind of just take all the preparation you've had throughout the day and through lifting and all that stuff and just kind of put it in your mind and make something happen.
Are yeah. you, like, dreaming basketball?
Yeah, literally. Period? Yes.
Like,
yeah, there's a lot of...
Close your eyes, go to bed at night, and there's that scouting report
yeah,
flying through.
Honestly, yeah.
Really?
Scouting report is... Whew, yeah. Gotta know it. Gotta know it.
Again, this is an interesting time for you because you arrived in... You're,
mm-hmm.
folks work here on campus
yeah.
as well.
Mm-hmm.
Your mom made kind of a name for herself
yeah.
Back when she was Natasha Brown, but Natasha Kaiser. How did her experience as an athlete help
yeah.
you adjust to what is demanded of you every single day?
Yeah, it honestly started when I was younger, mm-hmm. in like high school, middle school. My parents would always try and push me at nighttime, like, hey, let's do like 10 push-ups a night. Like, that's not anything. And I was like, I don't know if I want to do that. But as the time went on, middle school, high school, I definitely got on that. There were definitely like different challenges, like
mm-hmm.
Lifting wise, and it made somewhat of a difference. I knew lifting was very important, and that's something that she harped on a lot. And I got used to that over the summer, which is really cool. And then just staying in shape, which was easy with her because it's all about running with her, so we're always going on runs, so that helped a lot. But just mentality-wise, just never too high, never too low. Just being confident in who you are, and that takes a lot, even for like anybody. But it's been fun.
As you look across this team, I mean, there are a lot of the ladies have done track before. There's some that have done basketball. For you,
yeah.
How hard was it to make that choice between track and basketball, knowing what your parents did?
Yeah. So I don't know. Do you know what the Drake Relays is?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So back in Iowa, I had the choice to either do the Drake Relays or go and play in a Nike UIBL tournament, and that was like the determining factor of which way I was going to choose. Kind of like in my mind, it wasn't at the time, but later I was like, wow, like this made the biggest difference, and I chose the basketball route, and that's when I think my parents knew that that's the route I wanted to go, and so that kind of just took over the rest of my years. I was like, I think my sophomore year, freshman year.
When you told them that, their head kind of just dropped.
They kind of just like, okay, that's fine. Why not?
Okay. So they're good with it.
Yeah, I mean, I was never able to escape it in high school. I still had to run. So.
As you've gotten through this first season, I know it's not done yet, so the SEC tournament that starts tonight, and then you've also got the NCAA tournament.
Mm-hmm.
As you've watched this team around you,
yeah,
what's been the common thing that you've seen that you're like, this is what Coach P wants out of every single one of us?
Yeah.
He wants this one thing. What is that?
I'd say toughness. Okay. Nobody on my team really backs down from anything. Mm-hmm. You could see that in South Carolina game. You could see that in mostly any game, honestly. We always just try and be out tough teams, but also out team teams. And so our toughness, I think, brings us together in that. It's amazing.
When you're brought into a game, how much pressure is on you because of the situation, and how much pressure is on you because of you're trying to prove yourself?
I'd say there's a little bit there. You know, within like those couple of minutes, whether up by 20, whether I don't know how many we're up by, it's a little nerve-wracking, just a little bit. But it's fun just to get in there and play, you know, however long. Sometimes she's tending to pull it back a little bit, but I'm just like, I just want to go play, but it's fun. It's been fun. And Kelsey and I enjoy it. All the freshmen really
love
it.
Did you think you'd get this many minutes?
Yeah, honestly, no. I don't know. I wasn't really sure what the overall, like, minutes looked like, playing time looked like.
Right.
But I knew I just wanted to come and make an impact however I could, so
As practice goes and all that, has practice gotten more intense as the season goes, or has it dialed it back just a little bit, kind of keep everybody fresh?
I'd say it got a little bit more intense. As the season goes, you know, you play bigger and better teams, and depending on the team, every single night, every scout, everything, you kind of prepare the same way, and so everything kind of just keeps intensifying. So, like today, who knows, it's going to probably be pretty intense. So.
Okay, but short periods now.
Yeah, short periods of time. Yes, right. Yes.
Road trips.
Mm-hmm.
Those are those opportunities to kind of for everybody to kind of get to know each other.
Mm-hmm.
Who on the road trip has surprised you? Like, I didn't think that about
it. Yeah, road trip wise. Let's see. I really enjoyed rooming with Jordan Frerichs, and that was my first. That was my first roomie, I guess, of our road trip season. I was on our way to Iowa, and it was really cool just to. She kind of helped me get my visualization right, but also she does all these like cool like breathing things and all these different things just to get herself right, and it's just so cool just to experience that and watch that, so it's pretty sweet.
How important is what the upperclassmen say, like the like Jordan or Eva, even Kayla?
They encourage us in everything we do. Kelsey and I go in there, and Haley go in there to lift extra. They're always one of the first people to stop and be like, cheer us on, or whether we make a good move in practice or something, even if we don't finish it, she's saying, like, good job, like, great job, it's a great take. So it's really cool to hear from them.
Is Kayla kind of the team mom?
Yeah, oh, definitely. Call her grandma, honestly. Call her grandma? Yes. Because she's married. Because she's married, that's the only reason.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Who's in charge of who's the entertainment coordinator on road trips?
Oh, man. Sophie. Yeah.
Is she like the...
She's probably the most entertaining person I've ever met in my life.
Really?
So, yeah, she's hilarious.
What drives her?
I don't know. Sophie doesn't really care about a lot of things, but basketball is one of those things that she really does care about. And I think her faith helps her with that, and so it keeps her in the right mindset. But she's just Sophie.
Yeah.
Can't really stop Sophie.
What drives you for basketball?
My faith. My faith and my family, honestly, yeah. And when I say family, I mean not only my parents, but my team. So.
How special is that to step into this group? As we wind this up here, so to step into this group and realize that you're being accepted as one of the sisters and one of the member of the family.
Yeah, it's really cool. When I was younger, I was like, well, not younger, I guess I'd say a couple years before I came here, I knew Sophie was coming here and CP, and I was like, wow, like I want to play with those guys. Like, those guys seem super cool. And so just being a part of that now and, like, being able to hang out with Sophie and walk around with Sophie and people are like, oh, that's Sophie Cunningham. And then Sophie introduces me to them. Like, it's so cool. Like, you meet so many awesome people through that. And, yeah, it's amazing being a part of this family.
So I'm guessing this freshman year has been fun.
Yes, nothing but fun.
Excellent. Oh, good luck in the SEC tournament and also the NCAA tournament. So thank you for the time.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
It's The Closers. Be part of the show now. 800-229-5378. News Talk 1240 KLIK and News Talk 1400 KFRU.
Hey, welcome back to The Closers here alongside Jay Sparks. I'm George Young. I hope you enjoyed the interview with Ellie Brown. That felt like a 12-minute interview. We got that squeezed into 8 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So it was rapid fire. Head back out to Blue Springs High School. Rockbridge girls are in action right now against Blue Springs South. David Lyle, Gary Link are going to have the call for you fully at 6 o'clock. But let's check in. What's going on out there at Blue Springs High School?
All right, this is a district championship game, Class 5, District 9, Rockbridge against the host school, Blue Springs. A little over 3 minutes into the first quarter, it's 5-2, Blue Springs leading Rockbridge. And Gary, you've been saying as we've watched this game and charted this game, a little bit quick on the shots.
A little quick for Rockbridge. You know, and David, that just nerves when you start the game. Blue Springs is playing at home, and they're playing very well right now.
Yeah, but Blue Springs is cutting off some passes. They've done some of the things that Rockbridge usually does.
Yes, they have, and they look very comfortable playing.
We have seen the big player inside score 4. She just missed a shot there. Rebound McAllister. And what Rockbridge wants to do in this game is try to get in transition very quickly. But there's at least a third bad pass. Layup on a breakaway the other way by one of the Blue Springs players. And just like that, it's now 7-2. So we'll be here and bring you up to date. Timeout is called by Jill Nagy. You don't usually see Rockbridge has to take a timeout to slow down the momentum of its opponent, but they've just done so now.
All Jill's trying to do is she's just trying to calm her young ladies down. It's a long basketball game. Does not like the way this game started for Rockbridge, but I guarantee you they'll settle down. They'll play better as soon as they get a little bit more confidence.
All right, George, we'll send it back to you. 7-2 with about 4:17 to go in the first quarter. Championship district play, high school basketball, Rockbridge playing against Blue Springs.
All right, that is David Lyle and Gary Link. We'll check back with them in just a little bit. But Jill Nagel forced to call that early timeout. 7-2 lead for Blue Springs as Blue Springs South, rather, as this district championship game getting underway. First quarter, again, we'll turn it fully over to the gentleman at right at the top of the hour. Time to do a little bit of baseball. We're going to talk some more basketball to wrap things up. But spring training baseball, Jay, your Royals World Series bound now, right?
Oh, definitely.
Okay.
For sure.
Okay, so that's a nice change. It's 180 degrees from yesterday.
Well, yeah, we had one of our Rule 5 pitchers came in and four strikeouts in 2 innings, so that's all it takes, and World Series bound.
Okay, so got your tickets already?
I'm keeping my eye on StubHub right now.
Okay,
I'm not ready to commit to tickets quite yet.
Okay, all right. That was a 4-3 win today for the Royals over the Mariners, 4-11-2. Ooh, 2 errors.
Mm-hmm.
Got to tighten that up. 3-7-1 for the Mariners. Now, you know, and as we go through. For those of you who are familiar with spring training baseball, you understand this. If you're not new to following a lot of spring training baseball, you see the same cycle of teams coming through because they're all training in the same area. And this is in Surprise, Arizona, and Keller getting the win today for the boys in blue. That's not the Rule 5 kid. He's such a Rule 5 kid. They don't even have a picture.
Yeah,
he's like if this was old Twitter, he'd just be an egg.
Well, you know, eggs are good too.
They are. A little bit of pepper, some salt.
It's actually Smith is the Rule 5 kid. Birch Smith is the Rule 5 kid.
Birch Smith, okay.
Yeah. 2 scoreless innings, 4 Ks. I mean, listen, what else do you need?
Listen, that's reasonable. Cards and Twins earlier today. Well, basically, it was just a giant hug out there. It was 3-3. 3-10-1 for the, what?
Aw, it's so nice.
It was.
No one wanted to beat anybody.
They both got participation ribbons for today. And 3-9-0 for the St. Louis Cardinals. The Cardinals opened up, put 2 runs in the bottom of the second. Minnesota grabbed a 3-2 lead through 5, and Cardinals tied it up in the bottom of the 8th, and that was how it ended. They play just 9. They don't go extras early on. It's everybody getting rolling. So there's your spring training, and Royals picked up the win yesterday. Cardinals picked up the win yesterday. So, yeah, I can see how you can feel like your World Series bound.
Yeah, I-70 series?
Mm-hmm.
You joining me in this?
Sure, it comes right through town. I might as well just play at Taylor Stadium.
Okay.
What?
All right.
No?
I mean, you know.
Okay.
Attendance might leave a little bit to be desired there.
Oh, they might actually sell it out. Who knows? There was baseball played there yesterday.
It's true.
The Tigers swept Alabama.
A&M.
Okay, fine. The Tigers picked up the win yesterday, 14-0. They actually had more walks than they had runs. 16 walks yesterday.
They picked up a triple play and a grand slam in the same game.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't happen very often.
They were an ejection shy of going for the cycle, right?
Right.
Yeah. So Tigers won yesterday. They will take on University of Maryland Baltimore Friday, Saturday, Sunday for three games out at Taylor Stadium. The nickname of the fine folks from Maryland Baltimore, the Retrievers.
Hmm.
So maybe we can see a couple of games of Go Fetch.
They from Labrador?
No.
Oh.
No. Okay. No. And who knows? They could have a golden moment.
It's true.
Yeah. But it, the Retrievers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a nice script across the uniform.
Yeah.
The uni fronts.
Yeah. So, very good.
SEC basketball, if you missed it earlier today, the opening round two of the SEC women's basketball tournament. And it was an upset for number 9 Kentucky over number 8 Alabama. Of course, that 8-9 game is either way. But number 9 Kentucky moves on 71-64 over number 8 seed Alabama. And number 9 Kentucky will take on Mississippi State tomorrow at noon. Earlier today, also number 13 Arkansas won their first game. They did not win their second game.
Hmm.
They fell by 30 to number 5 Texas A&M. 82-52 is the final. So number 5 Texas A&M tomorrow will take on number 4 seeded LSU. Games tonight, starting in about 16 minutes or so. Game number 5 of the tournament, number 7 Tennessee and number 10 Auburn, and then the late game of the day, number 6 Missouri and number 14 Ole Miss. Now, Missouri beat Ole Miss earlier this season. I think it was 26-7, I think it was, after the first quarter. And Missouri really never looked back in that one. That was a good game for Sophie Cunningham. We'll talk a little bit more about that in just a little bit, but look for more of the same tonight. Get Missouri that first tournament win.
Yeah, you got to get that monkey off the back.
Yeah. And it was a few years while Missouri was in the Big 12 before they finally get that first tournament victory.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see if that happens this year for this Missouri Tiger team. So yes.
Quickly, because I was curious.
Okay.
I just looked up, just for MLB,
mm-hmm.
how many times a grand slam and a triple play have happened in the same game?
Yes.
Until September of last year, never.
Never. Now, was that by the same team?
The only other time that someone found anything like it,
mm-hmm.
August of 2001, okay. Red Sox Rangers, the Red Sox lined into the triple play and then the Red Sox hit the grand slam. They didn't
turn the triple play.
They didn't turn it and hit the grand slam. Each team split it up. That was the only time in MLB history that they found that it happened until, September of this past year. Hmm. So that's pretty rare.
Okay, so, and that was on the collegiate level yesterday for the
Correct.
Missouri Tigers.
Correct.
Michael Porter Jr. update, if you missed it in hour number one, obviously cleared to play. He will practice today, he will practice tomorrow, and then it will be determined on Saturday.
He's playing.
So, listen, if you're in St. Louis or you're in Kansas City and you're waiting to find out whether or not he's going to play before you hop in the car and make the trip,
Just make the trip.
Come on out. It's senior day. You've got 3 seniors to recognize, so you want to get out here early because the ceremony won't take very long. Jordan Barnett, Cassius Robertson, and Brett Rau.
Did you see Joel Berry's senior day? They gave him the mic at UNC.
Yes.
Talking about how...
I did.
Yeah, how they, you know, I thought the coaching staff was against me, and the mm-hmm. coaching staff was working to keep me not playing, and then somebody told me that, you know, hey, listen, what have you done to make the coaching staff want to play you? And it changed his entire perspective. So if you get a chance to find that out there, pretty interesting moment on the Dean Smith court there.
Yeah, it really was. And it's an important message to a lot of the I want to play now crowd.
Yeah.
I want my minutes now. And now is capitalized.
Just because minutes are available and you're a really great player doesn't mean you're getting the minutes.
Right.
You still got to earn them.
Blake Harris. Did you say something?
Nope.
No? You sure?
Pretty sure.
Okay. All right. We got more to talk about in a little bit. We're gonna check in with David Lyle and Gary Link at Blue Springs High School, and we'll talk Missouri Tiger basketball, and we'll do that right after this.
The Closers on News Talk 1240 KLIK and News Talk 1400 KFRU.
And welcome back to the Closers here as we get ready to wrap up hour number two. But we can't do that without heading west to Kansas City Blue Springs High School. David Lyle, Gary Link, and a very exasperated Gary Link. What's going on, guys?
Well, right now it's a 10-point lead for the home team, Blue Springs. Rockbridge has not hit a three yet. One player on Blue Springs, her name Jayla Sample. She's just a 5'7 sophomore. She's hit two threes and a deuce. She's got 8 points. There's a foul called against Blue Springs right now. We've got 6:23 to go in the second quarter. And again, it's 19-9 Blue Springs.
Yeah, I'm sure Coach Nagel's really a little bit concerned right now because what Rockbridge is doing, part of their coming down, they're shooting the ball so quick, they can get that shot anytime. So they got to show more patience on the offensive end of the floor. Plenty of time in this basketball game, but they got to get some stuff inside.
Katie Clucking has put up probably a half dozen threes. She hasn't hit one yet. She does have 3 points on a foul on a drive that went in. Clucking is now 7 points away from 1,000 for her career at Rockbridge. That's the farthest thing from her mind right now as Rockbridge trails 19-9. 6 minutes left in the second quarter, guys.
All righty. Thank you, David Lyle. Gary Link will be right back with it here at the top of the hour. And let them take over because you've got the ladies right now, and then you'll have the men later on at about a 7 o'clock tip for them. All right, Jed, you had a chance to get to the press conference earlier this afternoon, and we called through a little bit. We talked with Dave Matter about some of this stuff, and we'll get to the women here in just a second. But there was all kinds of stuff. If you watch the Thursday night game, Missouri and Vanderbilt, there was an awful lot of time spent on the shoe quality of one Cassius Robertson.
He's a man who likes his shoes to be well-worn.
Okay. And not just by anybody else, but by him.
Not worn well.
Right.
But well-worn.
Well-worn. And that's a big difference right there. That's a huge difference for him. So, naturally, it comes up as part of conversation today.
Okay. Yeah. People are interested.
Yes.
A little human interest story.
Right. And so, if you are interested in that, here it is. If you're not, it won't take very long. But it is very amusing because the biggest reaction is actually not from Cassius Robertson.
But the man sitting two places to his left at the podium,
yeah.
Jordan Barnett.
Yeah. So here you go.
Cassius, what's the story behind your shoes?
They've
been talking about it on TV.
What? Oh, my God. Yeah, they're not that old. Everybody thinks I've been wearing them for 4 years. Cool, man.
Oh, my goodness.
Why haven't you got a new pair of shoes?
Jeez.
Well, one, they're not that bad. And two, they look a lot worse than they are, trust me.
Has anybody, other players, coaches, refs, mentioned anything about them before this kind of came on TV?
What is this?
I mean,
all kind of questions about shoes.
Yeah, I mean, nah, nobody said, I mean, nobody, everybody leaves me alone, man.
Any thoughts on the matter?
Oh, man. Nah, I mean, I don't care what shoes he wears, man. As long as he gets buckets, that's all I care about, for real.
A lot has been made about Cassius' shoes. Notice/
they're old, huh?
Yeah. Well, have you said anything about them?
Well, they beat up. I mean, he likes wearing them. I don't, no, not at all. Just as long as they're Nike, I don't have a problem with it.
Never has so much been made about a pair of shoes.
Listen, Cassius has soul. It's okay.
Oh, well done.
Yeah.
Well done. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I see what you did there. Try to draw a couple of threads together.
Yep.
Okay. All right. It was a great exchange. It was a little bit longer because there was some little bit more back and forth, but the best reactions were from Jordan Barnett.
Right.
Just total incredulity about the questions that were being asked of Cassius Robertson. And this is all ahead of senior night coming up on Saturday. That tip time is set for 5 o'clock. We'll talk a lot more about that tomorrow, because we will once again be forced into the corner of making picks and doing trifectas.
Oh, man.
Well, the season's winding down.
Yeah, it's true.
So those opportunities.
Means we should be better.
Well, you know, we ran the math earlier, and listen, when we do the picks, obviously that's 50-50. Right? I mean,
unless you're going to play for a tie.
No, that's spring training baseball.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
But as far as the picks, the trifectas, we pick three people each.
Yeah.
Now, let's keep this, keep in mind that that's 30% of the roster. Because there's only nine guys on that roster.
Right.
So we have to accurately pick 30% of that roster. Of those nine guys, you can pretty well remove, like, Brett Rau.
Mm-hmm.
3 or 4 minutes a game. So now we're down to eight. We got to pick three out of eight. Reed Nico. If he's part of the trifecta, it's been a blowout, one way or t'other. So now we're down to seven.
Cullen Van Lier.
Cullen Van Lier. Do you pick him? I mean, he made it once
rarely,
this year.
Very rarely.
Okay. So now we're down to six. We have to pick three guys.
Six. So it's 50-50.
Out of six.
It's 50-50 also.
And we've not done well.
And I missed 0 for 3 the other night.
You got to pick 50% of the roster, and you whiffed on all of it.
Yeah. Yeah, I literally got 4, 5, and 6 out of our list. So, yeah. That's pretty bad.
The moral of the story is, it's not as easy as it seems.
We'd like to make you think that. Yes,
right.
Correct.
Yes. This is incredibly difficult. This is right up there with launching rockets, transplanting kidneys, and brain surgery. All rolled into three picks.
Okay.
So there you go.
All right.
So we'll try that little endeavor tomorrow. All right. Missouri plays Ole Miss tonight. Again, it was an earlier win this year for the Missouri Tigers. When they went to Ole Miss, as they picked up the victory, got out to a really hot start in the first quarter as they scored their usual 20-plus points and then just kind of held Ole Miss in abeyance the rest of the game, just kind of basically put their arm on Ole Miss's forehead. And Ole Miss was kind of just flailing away but nearly never making any contact.
Mm-hmm.
This is a little bit different in that Ole Miss is coming off their second SEC win. Granted, both of them have come against Florida.
Yep.
But now they're coming into this with a little bit of confidence. How do you see this game going tonight?
I think Mizzou gets the monkey off the back. I think they take care of business and advance.
And who's your key cog tonight? Who's your key player?
I'm gonna split the difference between Ann's pick. I'm gonna say Jordan Frerichs because I think that what she adds to the box score is a nice foundation. And if she's not there in a game where they're trying to get a monkey off the back, I think they have a hard time doing it.
Okay. All right. And I'm going to go with Missouri tonight. I think they break the monkey. They take the monkey off of the back. My player of the game tonight, Amber Smith.
Ooh.
It'd be nice to get her get a breakout game and really kind of get back on an even keel. She's been kind of rocked around just a little bit the last couple of contests. So I'd like to see her get going here tonight and really help out because I think the better she is, the more help that gets Sophie and Jordan Frerichs and Sierra Porter, because that also opens up that middle. It opens up that driving lane for Sierra and also for Jordan Frerichs. So
yep.
Give me Amber Smith tonight.
All righty.
More three-point attempts or assists for Lauren Aldridge?
Assists.
Okay. I think this is going to be an important game for her. She's not used to tournament stuff. You know why? She played for that community college to our west.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they don't get a lot of that stuff. All right. That's going to wrap it up here for a Thursday on The Closers. Thanks to our guests today. I really do appreciate the time spent by Brian Smith, head wrestling coach for the Missouri Tigers. Good luck to the Tigers in the MAC Championships this coming weekend. Dave Matter, St. Louis Post-Dispatch. Ellie Brown, freshman guard for the Missouri Tigers. And also Ann Rogers from PowerMizzou.com as they joined us here all today. Check out the podcast later on tonight. That'll go up in about 30 minutes at KFRU.com, KLIK1240.com. Jay Sparks, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll talk to you all tomorrow. And until then, please be careful out there.
The Closers on News Talk 1240 KLIK and News Talk 1400 KFRU.